Okay.
Okay.
Shh.
What?
No.
Oh, I thought you were shushing me. You shushed me.
Well, who the fuck else in this room am I gonna shh?
I don't know, but you were touching the mic, so I thought why would you be shushing me?
for us to start.
Oh.
You see how much more nonsense we have at night?
Welcome back!
Then in the morning? In the morning, les gens? I'm what's endormi?
I don't know. I thought it was good.
Oh. I just think it's funnier at night. I'm like super tired. I've been up since 4 a.m. So I'm like...
Exactly. Woo-hoo. I'm half asleep.
Oh.
I feel like I'm more pessimistic at night. I'm like, I just want to be in bed.
Really?
Yeah.
But that's when you're funny. In the PM.
I like when you're negative. I like when you're unhappy. It's funny. All right. That's good.
Okay.
What was that? Was that me? Was I doing that? Oh, I thought you were criticizing. You were like...
No, because I feel like I'm tasting the onions. I feel like every fucking podcast we do, we have onion before, and then I'm just like, oh, you're for sure.
I can't taste anything other than the sucralose. The stevia.
What did you say? Oh, yeah, it tastes like a candle or something. Toxic is what you said.
Play-Doh.
Yeah.
It tastes like scented Play-Doh.
She's drinking sparkling ice in coconut pineapple. And
it tastes like scented Play-Doh. The tutti frutti scented Play-Doh.
Are you enjoying
coconut.
It?
Coconut. No.
I told pineapple. You.
No, I am.
Oh, okay. I was like, I told you not to force yourself to drink it. It's fine.
Nope. No, I was correcting myself.
Just being honest. I've asked her like 3 times already.
No, I am.
Yeah.
Like, not like excessively so, but like it's fine.
Okay.
I'm gonna finish it.
I know that's what you said. No wasting.
Oh, I thought you were telling me not to pick at my face. Oh. But you're like, no. I'm so sorry. You're right.
Oh my god. No. Anyway.
Welcome back!
To episode
1 of 2025.
Oh, I was like, 1? No, 7.
Yes! I decided to delete all the rest.
No, I love that. It's true. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Do you say Happy New Year or Happy New Years? What's the...
New Year. How many new years are you starting?
No, I know, but you know some people who are like, Happy New Years. They add an S to it.
Oh, that's only if it's like day, New Year's Day.
Oh.
Happy New Years. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Okay.
But I think like...
grammatically correct? Either or, probably.
I think if you're... When people say Happy New Years, it's because it's like New Year's Day is what they're saying. Like Happy New Year's Day. But as soon as it's January 2nd, it's Happy New Year. Because you're like, welcome to the new year. You're not saying like, woo! January 1st, you know.
Got it. So it would be Happy New Year because we're the 7th.
Yeah. Whole week in.
Already.
What have you learned so far in 2025?
Oh
me
God.
Too.
Okay, I was like, I didn't prepare for this question. I don't know. You either.
I think I learned that I need to have more fiber in my diet.
You always say that.
What? When have I said that?
Ever since we've known each other, you've talked about fucking fiber in your food.
What?
And in my food, too. You said, that looks like it's missing a bit of fiber.
Protein.
No, you said...
Protein.
You said fiber.
Protein. You are missing protein.
Okay, for one, but I'm saying, you've been saying fiber forever now, so...
Oh, because you were saying that, like, with your poops.
I could tell you didn't want to say it.
I was just like, which word am there. I going to use? Stool? That's why I said you needed fiber. Because you were like, yeah, I poops once every 3 days. It's hard as a rock.
Okay.
And it time takes 3 hours.
Time.
And I was like, okay, you need more fiber.
Times have changed. Okay. It is no longer an issue.
Okay.
So, fuck the fiber. Just saying.
But I haven't been watching my fiber intake in forever. I just was telling you that a couple years ago because you were having issues. So I was like, watch your fiber intake. It's not like a thing
I just thought you were fiber obsessed. I was like, fuck, she knows.
No, she's I don't even know track. What has fiber. I have to Google it.
Me too. When you said that, I was like, okay, I better fucking Google it.
No,
turns out there's not much. Not that I eat anyways.
Well, you don't eat much, so the odds are low.
You have said that probably every fucking episode.
I know.
Okay, cool. Now I know what you think of me.
Someone who doesn't eat a lot of fiber.
Yeah, clearly.
I actually don't know if I eat a lot of fiber because I don't know what has fiber.
Exactly. So that's going to be your research of 2025 is what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. What else?
What else have I learned in the first week of 2025?
In 2025?
In 2025?
Sure. If that's the question.
Not a whole lot.
Yeah, I guess. We're busy.
Oh, I know what I've learned.
Yes.
Where?
Because your fucking index finger is up in the air.
Pointed?
Yes. Go ahead. Shit.
So yesterday? No, like two days ago, I was feeling like something in my throat was hurting, as if like something was like, you know when you get like food stuck and you're like...
Yeah.
Like, you know? It like felt like
back
that.
Of your throat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, like this, like it's like lower. Something stuck on like a tonsil or whatever.
Oh.
And I was feeling that and I was like, oh, what the fuck? And then I just forgot about it, went to bed. And then the next morning I was like, fuck, like it still hurts. Like, let me look at it. And it was like a white like dot.
Yes. What are those called? It's called something.
Let me finish.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were having conversation.
Are you talking about tonsil stones?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I figured you thought.
It's not?
Well, hold on.
Oh, what the fuck?
So I was like,
white thing.
Oh God, like, why is that? And like, it hurts. Okay. And it doesn't look like a tonsil stone because it's not like a, like an external thing. I don't know how to explain it. Anyways. So then I go to work and I'm like, whatever, like, I'll just let it out of my mind. And it was like bothering me. So I told one of my coworkers and she went, oh my God, like I had my tonsils removed. I had tonsil stones like a million times. Like I had tonsillitis. Like I know what I'm doing. Show me. So I'm like, okay. So I show her and she goes, you might have strep throat. And I was like, but I'm not sick.
Exactly. What do you mean?
And she's like, I don't know. Like it really looks like when I used to get strep throat. And I was like, okay. But my throat doesn't hurt. Like it's just my tonsil. Like I'm not sick. And then I was like, oh my God, fuck. What do I have? So then I like Googled it just to check. And you know what a canker sore is?
Yeah.
It's a canker sore on my tonsil, which I didn't know was possible.
I was just going to say, you can have that like in your mouth?
Wait. Canker sore. Wait, do you know what it is? Because they are only in your mouth. They're like, you know, sometimes you get them in like...
Yeah, I just... Yes. I thought you... I don't know like, why
where
I thought...
Where do you get yours?
What's no, I thought you meant like those types of sores that you get on your skin, like on your body... But then it clicked that it was like, no, those...
Oh, no, anyways, no, like, I know, the little, like...
These are science.
Yes.
Maybe. That's good.
On my tonsil stone. No, wow. On my tonsil, not my tonsil stone.
But one on top of another for you.
They're piling on. On my tonsil.
Oh, interesting. That must have hurt.
It's still there. It still hurts.
Oh.
Anyway, so first week of 2025, I learned that you can get canker sores on your tonsils.
I was going to say, why the fuck did we start talking about that? And you're like, this is what I learned in 2025.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm so curious. Like, what did you eat? Like, salt and vinegar chips? And that's why?
I don't know.
Because that is super irritating.
Yeah.
No, we don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
But I eat a lot of, like, vinegary and spicy food, so I don't know.
And you like your shit extra salty.
Yeah, but I've been trying really hard to not add as much salt. I know I added salt to dinner tonight. I know, I literally thought about it.
I made her dinner and she got up.
Sprinkle.
Yeah, she got up and added more salt than I added, and I was like, okay, that's fine.
I know.
Oh.
But I put just a little bit more.
I know, I noticed. I looked and I was like, oh, it's not, okay, so it's not missing too much salt.
I know, I'm trying to be really good. That's about funny. Not adding too much salt.
That's so funny.
So, do we talk about 2024 first?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
2024. A lot happened, as per most years.
Did it?
No.
Well.
I don't know, like, you moved to another province. You don't think that's a lot?
Yeah, but I think it's because I did everything towards the end of 2024. Mm. So it's almost in my mind that it was already 2025 and I was making moves. But I guess that makes sense because that way my moves, like, they already started for 2025. So I'm just, like, in the mindset of continuing that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess it was a lot in 2024. A lot of changes.
Because, like, think about, like, January 2024.
Yeah.
And then, like, hasn't a lot happened since then? No? You don't feel like it?
Well, yeah, I guess so. Maybe I need to give myself more credit.
Credit?
Yeah, for all the changes that I've...
Oh, that you made. Why are you getting credit for the passing of time?
It happened because of me.
Yeah. You're welcome, everyone. I keep the clocks running on the daily. Not all heroes wear capes, I'm just saying.
Yeah. I stayed quiet up until now, but...
It's time to reveal my identity.
Yeah. Where's my check? First and foremost.
Ask the government.
Ask the government. Okay, so what about you?
My 2024?
Yeah.
I did a lot in 2024. I felt like 24 was a lot of change. Yes. But so was 23.
Yeah, you've been busy, though.
Yeah.
You've been busy. I can barely get a hold of Mia. She's so busy.
I can barely get a hold of Mia. I changed jobs.
Uh-huh.
Which was crazy.
You also moved province. Well...
No,
in
I didn't.
In 2023.
In 2023. 2023 might have been more change, actually, than 2024. But yeah, 24 new job. I moved apartments.
Yeah.
I was with roommates.
Yeah.
And then I moved with my new roommate.
Yeah.
My mom.
The moms.
And what else? So many things. I calculated. I went on 11 dates.
And is that with 11 different people?
Nope.
Okay.
Okay. There were not very many repeats. Wait, let me see how many people.
How many were repeats?
What do you mean? How many people were repeated?
Yes.
Or how many?
So how many did
how many
you go
people?
On second dates with?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Right?
3.
Okay, so it's 11 minus 3, essentially. For 3.
No, because, like, for example, one person I went on 4 dates with.
Oh, shit. Okay. So it's 11 minus...
This is why I said, why don't I just say how many people I went on?
Yeah, so how many people then?
Why didn't you word it like that the first time? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That makes sense. My calculation was probably correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
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 Okay. Yeah. Six.
Six people.
So. I mean, we were talking about it, and for us, that's a lot. And I say us because I'm included in those dates. I was there.
Yeah, yeah. We went.
Of course.
Oh, threesome date. It's a throuple situation.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
It's time consuming, energy consuming. What else? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shit. Good for you. Good for you for putting yourself out there. That's what I've been telling you, though.
Thank you.
Yeah. It takes
and nothing guts came and out of it.
Not even a single fuck. Do you see what I mean?
One. One single fuck.
I thought it was
came out
two.
Of 11 dates.
Oh.
Two people. One of them was just someone from high school. It wasn't even a date.
So it doesn't count.
It doesn't, well. Right. Well, it doesn't count. I didn't count him in the dates. We didn't go on
yeah,
a
yeah.
date.
Yeah, yeah. No. Okay. So.
One single fuck.
Well, shit. At least you got laid. You could have went 1 year without.
Oof.
Does it really fucking change something?
From my ego.
1 to 0.
I mean two. Two yeah, in 2024.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on. No, like, actually, not even two people.
No.
Just twice.
You're
also
right.
Two people, but.
Yeah. But no, I get it for the ego. I get what you mean. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean.
Hopefully 2025. Not the same energy.
Yeah, but I mean, if you were just looking for that, you know, you'd get laid. It's because you're looking for more. Mm. Getting laid just comes with it. Oh. Okay. She's like, I wouldn't really say that. Yeah, but if you put on, in your bio, down to fuck tonight, like,
no,
7
but the
p.m.,
problem
you know?
Is if I don't have some sort of, like, if there's not, like, some sort of energy or, like, I have some sort of, like,
chemistry, yeah.
Yeah, then, like, I don't care at all.
Yeah, you're not going to want to do it.
Why would, no.
I get
and, like,
it.
I could if I, like, I could force myself to do it, but then, like, I wouldn't be satisfied after.
I get
I wouldn't
it.
Be like, that was so great.
Yeah.
Filled my appetite. Like, I would still be like, nope. Did nothing.
Like, nothing happened. Yeah. I get it. That is so funny.
Yeah.
Well.
It's hilarious.
Okay, so we know what to wish you in 2025.
Dick.
I was going to say just a three-lettered word.
I thought you were going to say just a threesome. It's like, sure.
Oh, or just a third, you know, a third one. That way you're one up from
exactly.
the year before. Oh, shit. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
I didn't even really realize.
What?
That it was that little.
Oh. You were busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not. Not getting busy.
No. No. You were kept busy in a different way. And that's fine.
Here I come.
Oh, shit.
I'm about to be a whore.
Her panties are down.
Correct.
Do you have some on right now?
I do.
Oh, okay.
You know what color they were on New Year's?
What?
Red.
Ooh.
And I ate 12 grapes under the table.
Oh my god, I thought you were going to say something like, and I ate dick. And I was like, what?
January 1st?
Yeah. I was like, oh shit.
I'm already at 3, baby. I'm already up
oh
for
Oh my god.
And I ate grapes. Oh.
Okay. I've
okay,
heard
well, now
that.
That's underwhelming.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've heard
quite a
of
bit.
The grape thing?
I've heard. What does it mean again?
It's like
wishing you love or something. Is that what it is?
So apparently TikTok
apparently.
Is apparently I never been on live television before. TikTok is very much like you eat 12 grapes under the table to like find your love, you
okay.
know what I mean, like in the next year find your true love or something like that. But then apparently in I don't know if this comes from multiple countries, but in like Mexican tradition, it's just like wishes. Like, okay. You just make a wish.
Okay, like a birthday wish. So, like,
anyone can do it. Yeah.
Okay.
And then, depending on the color of underwear that you wear,
oh, it'll
represent what you're getting for the next year. So, if it's red, oh, it's romance and passion or something like that. Pink is, like, true love.
Oh.
White is like peace and calm or something like that. Green is money. Mm. And I kind of forget. I feel like that those are the only ones I can think of, but
I didn't know that.
And also some of them
I knew the grape thing, but I didn't know like does it have to be underwear specifically?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So I wore red because I wanted to wear pink, and then I realized I don't have pink underwear.
I was just going to say, did you go and buy one? Like,
no, I had red underwear, so okay. I was like, sure, passion and romance is fine, too.
Yeah, fuck. I'll take anything.
Like, yeah, literally. Anything more than two at this point. And one of them was bad, so let's say one. And then the thing that I didn't know is you're supposed to wear it inside out, and then at midnight, switch it around to the right side, so you start the year on, like, the right side.
Oh, but I'm okay.
Like, I didn't know that, so I started my year with,
like, yeah, where the fuck are you going to change? Right underwear. There?
Yeah, you're supposed to, I don't know, go to the bathroom, switch around. Also, you're supposed to eat one grape per second for the first 12 seconds.
Impossible.
Correct.
I'm a impossible. Fucking turtle. What do you mean?
No, it's impossible for a fast eater.
Literally.
So, I can't even imagine you. Fuck.
Fuck that.
It'd be a week later, you'd still be chewing on those grapes. But, like, I was like, no, I legitimately will choke.
Well, yeah.
It's like, one, two, three, four, five. Like, that's impossible. I don't even have time to chew.
And grapes, too. I find that, like, you're prone to choke. Yeah, the
exactly.
Fuck?
Exactly.
No.
If I don't cut it at least in fours,
yeah,
it's going right down. And it's staying there.
I don't know. I got to talking about underwear. Oh, yeah. I asked if you were wearing underwear because Mia took off her bra and it's just, like, on my bed. So I thought maybe you took the bottom, too.
No. I do not ever go commando.
Really?
Yeah, I hate the feeling.
Okay, I'm not going to be commando in fucking jeans, but like in a sweatpant, yeah, sure.
Oh, no.
Not even.
Nope.
Do you go to bed with undies?
I used to, and in the past couple months, I've stopped doing it because I know that it's better for the lady to breathe.
Yes, yes, you got to
breathe. So now I don't.
Okay, good.
I used to. So it's new that I don't. Interesting. And now I'm just getting comfortable with it.
I was just going to say, are you more comfortable? Before I was,
like, so uncomfortable. Like, not uncomfortable mentally, uncomfortable physically.
Yeah. It's like touching a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
The seams.
Like, you're like, a little bit wet and squishy. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. It's on the thigh. It's not. I'm going, fuck, how did I get down there?
Yeah. I'm like, all right.
God.
But now I'm pretty used to it.
I but love with going pants commando. On, nah. Yeah, I can't even do it in leggings. I know a lot of people don't wear underwear in leggings. I can't. It just rides really, up so really bad.
It just like...
Unless it's a legging without the seam, like the... What do you call the seam?
My brain can't handle it. I just think it's gross. I know it's not.
Yeah, no.
But I'm not going to wash my leggings every time I wear them.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, because, like, I would never wear a pair of underwear twice. So you can't, I wouldn't be wearing a pair of leggings twice that I didn't wear underwear
exactly.
with.
No, that makes sense.
And I don't want to wash my leggings that much.
It's not good for the fabric, if you didn't know. If it's brushed.
Yeah.
Do you want a product education? It's like a... wool, right? Merino wool. You're not supposed to wash it. No, it's cashmere.
What?
What?
Wool?
Yeah, no? It's your fucking hair.
Spider.
I would have told you if I saw something.
Like, fuck was that?
I'm so warm right now.
Me too. You're the one who fucking turned up the temperature.
No, because you said it was cold. And so I was like, sure thing, let me put the heater on. And now it's like too hot.
Yeah.
Like your feet are rubbing against my thigh and it's hot.
Is it hot?
Yeah. Like, my, I'm getting uncomfortable right now. I already don't like feet.
All right, let's stop thinking about it.
Okay. Like, for example, when I get massages, I specifically tell them to not touch my feet. And just in case they do, because they forgot my request, I leave my socks on. So I'm like, if ever they do, it's at least with the sock on.
You bitch. You get massages with socks on?
Yeah.
That should be illegal.
I know. I also get cold anyway.
You must have sex with socks on then.
It depends.
On what?
Well, it depends if, like, I'm cold, then I'm going to keep my socks. I don't know. But if, like, do I already have them on? I'm not going to take the time to take off my socks. They're just going to stay there. Like, oh, do I take off my underwear or my socks? My fucking underwear. And then the socks will, you know, come off later.
Do you leave your, like, sweater on then?
No.
Well, then that's the same
thing. No, it's fucking not.
It's the same thing in terms of, like, you're taking time to take your socks off. You're also taking time to take your sweater off.
No, I fucking disagree. Even in movies, do you see them taking their fucking socks off? No, they just...
Do you see them have sex with socks on? Answer that.
We don't see that part. We don't see the feet, so we don't know, actually.
Maybe we don't see the part where they take their socks off. Maybe they're not wearing socks.
Why? You're going to tell me you've never had sex with socks on?
I didn't say that.
Okay, well then,
I'm just saying I don't regularly.
Okay.
I have before. I wouldn't choose to. I for sure would take my socks off.
Okay. Well, what can I say? People are different. Okay. It is what it is. I'm not going to feel fucking judged for that. I sleep with my socks on. You know that too. I get cold.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
No, that's fine.
People think that is a fucking ick. And, like, let that be my ick. I sleep with socks on. Fine.
Yeah. I'm so sorry that my feet are covered at night when I'm sleeping in peace.
I don't get the ick.
No, I don't get that one either. Unless you're butt-ass naked when you're wearing socks. Because that, to me, is, like, would be an ick for sure. For sure.
Yeah, but I feel like it would be an ick for a guy, not a girl. I don't know why. But, like, a girl, I think it's just, like, cute.
Actually, I kind of get that.
Right? Yeah. It's cute. It looks cute. Like,
but girls can do no wrong.
Oh, I agree. Oh, I love that saying. Girls can do no wrong. Hair flip.
But yeah, a man sleeping butt ass naked, but socks?
No.
Have you seen?
What?
The TikToks? That are like, it's like girlfriends filming their boyfriends and they're like, is it okay if this is an ick? Like, does anyone else understand me? And they're, like, the little socks that, like, just cover here. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
the no-show yes. socks.
But, like really no-show. Not just, like, the ankle ones.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
That go, like, all the way to, like,
the toe. It looks like a ballerina shoe or
exactly,
something.
Exactly, the little ballerina.
Yes. No, that's not an ick. That's fine.
Oh, I think it's an ick.
Well, if you
but
have,
I've never
I don't
really
know.
Seen it in person, to be honest.
Facts, me neither, but like if you have size 13 shoe, like feet, maybe it'll look like an ick. But like if you have a normal size 9, 10, I don't know, it must look fine.
Okay.
No?
I don't think the size of the foot would make a difference.
I think.
It's about the motion of the ocean. Not the size of the ship.
You're awful. That was really bad. That was like a fucking
size
dad joke.
Matter.
Okay.
Okay. So 2025 then.
Yeah, what?
What intention are you setting for 2025?
Well, here's the thing. I told Mia that this is my first year that I've made...
I don't remember. I don't know where this sentence is going.
I mean, j'ai eu un brain fart, faut que je recommence, si je t'aime. Call you the pizza. Came out that way. Okay. This is the. Lolo, ça commence à
What is this?
The meme.
I'm on the edge of my seat because I don't remember at all.
Really? We yeah. just okay.
I'm like, where is this going? Go on. This is the first year.
You're gonna be so uninterested. Yes,
I'm gonna be underwhelmed. I'll bake your fucking butter dish. Are you shitting me? The first year, I'm gonna put water at the bottom of my French butter dish.
My butter dish is the cutest thing ever. I showed Mia and I was so excited because it just looks adorable. It looks like a little honey jar.
It's true, it does, actually.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so cute. Anyways, no, that's not what I wanted to say.
Okay.
I want to say that this year is the first year that I have made a vision board.
Oh. I didn't know it was the first year you made a vision board.
Yeah.
You just told me you made a vision board.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was the first year.
First year.
Oh.
I don't know why. Something about 2025 feels like, you know, a quarter. And I'm just like.
It's a nice round number.
Yeah. I don't know why. It's like getting me. Well.
Turned on?
Well, I was going to say.
I don't know why this is doing it for me.
I was gonna say it's getting me into this type of energy. I don't know why.
Yeah, you're like, a shift is gonna happen.
Yes, exactly. And I was super motivated to do this. And I mean, I showed it to her. I love it. I was like explaining to her all the little pictures and stuff. And yeah, that's it.
That's exciting.
What was I? Where was I going with that? I don't know.
I don't know.
You said what's up for 2025?
I said what is an intention you're setting for 2025?
Oh, luck. Why the fuck are you laughing?
So something you have no control over. You can't do anything about that.
Well, that to me, that's like a spiritual intention.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
The intention of what you want to receive from the universe.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So stop fucking laughing before I get lucky.
Because in my head, I was like, what actions are you going to take in 2025?
Well, then you should have asked that.
But for me, that's what that means. Like, what are your intentions? Like, I just don't like the word resolution.
No, me neither. You know what I mean? I agree. Like, why wait another year before starting something?
Exactly. I get it. And also, like, that it's always so black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, lose 30 pounds in 2 months.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, what happens after?
Yeah.
I agree. It's never like a life shift.
Yeah.
It's always like a like number thing or like a, you know?
Yes.
And I just, that's not just not realistic.
I get what you mean. Yeah. So then I would say, I mean, I've said this, I feel like, but like putting myself out there and like, you know, all of that.
Yeah.
Because not that I lack confidence. Why are we getting so deep? This is not a deep podcast. You know what I mean? But I don't lack confidence. The fuck? But I think I'm just like, am I deserving of this?
Mm.
And so I feel like I'm not like, or I wasn't able to put it out there because I'm like, well, I'm probably not deserving of this, but the fuck? Yeah, I am.
Like, deserving of it in what way? Like, you're like, not enough this... to be...
Yes.
I see.
Right?
Like, you don't have enough to offer.
Yeah. But I do. The hell? Mm-hmm. I'm a whole ass fucking cake. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So, I need to...
And your ass is a whole cake.
Oh, well... thank you! But I need to, like, tap into that. And yeah.
Let other people tell you no. I mentioned it a couple podcasts ago.
Yes.
Didn't I? Let other people tell you no.
100%.
Yeah.
Before I tell myself no, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love that. Let other people... Like, I think I was like, I need to put that in a quote. Like, I need to quote that. Let other people tell you no. All right, say less.
Because I feel like when you get in that, like, head state... of being like, why would I have this? Why would this be given to me? Or like, why would they pick me instead of someone else? Or why would they follow me instead of someone else? Like, let other people tell you that.
Yeah.
Let other people decide if they want to follow you or if they want to watch your videos or if they want to...
Yeah. Buy your shit. Whatever it may be.
Or, like, you know, pick you for that job or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you've had that mindset for a bit. You've been able to tap into that, I feel like.
In certain things.
Yeah, in certain ways.
I think career-wise, I've done that a lot more.
Yeah, because you're like, what do I have to lose?
Exactly, like, just, like, reached for things.
Yeah.
And I've been rejected for a lot of things.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay,
yeah,
fine, the fuck did I lose?
Yeah. On to the next. Right,
I think, personally, like, not personally, like, me personally, but, like, personally as in my personal life, I don't think I practice that as much as I should.
Yeah.
Because I'm the same, like, when it comes to, like, jobs and stuff like that, I know what I have to offer. And I know that I'm worth that.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to personal, like, as a person, I'm like, why would anyone love me?
Oh!
You know? Why would anyone want to be with me if they could have the choice to be with someone else? So I don't think I practice that in my personal relationships as much. And I should.
You should, definitely. You're a whole ass cake, too.
Yeah.
The
my
hell?
Ass is
yeah!
off the cake. Oh, yeah.
I just got deep.
That was a good one.
Okay. What about you?
What about me?
She's like, are you ready? Go on.
I'm trying to think. There's a lot of shifts that I made in 2023 that I just want to continue in 2024. Like, I started
wait, what year is that? I thought you were going 2 years back, and I was like, okay, and then you said 2024, and I was like,
You're like, and keep going in 2025. There's some stuff I started changing in 2005, but I just want to keep it going, you know? I learned to speak, probably 2002, and I'm just going to keep that rolling. Again, another year. That's 23 years in a row now.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. I feel like I started prioritizing my health a lot more at the end of 2024. So I'm like, I feel like it's not a habit yet.
Yeah.
So I want to keep going in 2025 so that it becomes like daily habits.
What's the rule of habit again? Do you know what I'm talking about?
66 days.
Oh, that's not that long.
Isn't it? 66 days.
Don't you feel like you've been doing that for 66 days? Maybe not consecutively, but...
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it's consistent. Like, for example, acupuncture, I've been once.
Okay, but
I
want to
go monthly.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not going to get...
No, but my point is it's not a habit yet. I've gone one time. Like, that's another one I want to use my benefits. I'm paying for that shit. I'm going to get all my massages.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my glasses. I'm going to get the acupuncture.
Yeah, like, you pay for that. The hell?
So many things. Podiatrist? Sure. Check my feet.
Have a look at my feet.
Yeah. I'll take my socks off even.
That's so funny. Oh my God. Okay. So continuing your health journey, if you will.
To prioritize my health.
I like that. The last time I was the fuck? I need to calm down. I'm so excited. Maybe what? I need to drink water. Hold on.
I don't understand at all what just happened. I feel like you were talking the exact same, like, tone, and then all of a sudden started mocking yourself and then kept going, and I was like, I don't know what's going on.
I was saying that the last time that I was over at Mia's house, she was getting, like, her nighttime
routine. Oh, yeah, because
like,
you slept over.
Yeah. It was so relaxing.
I love my
and
bedtime
peaceful.
Routine.
I was like, you fucking go. She was like lathering herself. She was listening to like little music. She put a little what you call it here on
like
her stomach.
A heating pad.
Yeah, a heating pad, castor oil. I mean, I was like, fuck, you go, girl. You have it down. So, I mean, you're already starting.
Yesterday, I did like deep breathing. My nighttime routine is ironed in. It's a habit now, for sure.
I love that.
I don't even think about it. I don't consider it an effort.
No, exactly. It doesn't look like it. You're just enjoying it.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Oh, I love it.
Cute.
My little calm playlist.
Yeah.
No words.
I slept like a baby. just like, fuck, I didn't even get lathered up, but I feel like I did.
Oiled up like a baby. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's nice.
What is it you're telling me?
Yeah, so I was going to say.
Yeah.
Because you just brought me my Jack Black lip balm.
Yeah.
Which I've been telling people, I've been using it for years.
You thought it was Jet Black?
No.
Oh, because I did.
You're about to be like, me too?
Yeah, I was no, so excited. I was like, we're so connected.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No. I thought it was Jack Black's company.
Okay.
I just found out it's not.
Who is it?
Literally random. Somebody founded a company and thought in the year 2000, I think, so like a while ago, and thought the name Jack Black sounded like really American, because I guess it's kind of before Jack Black like popped off.
Oh.
So they just named it like Jack Black because they thought it sounded cool.
Oh.
And then they got really popular in the past couple years.
And there's just no correlation. They kept their name.
And there's absolutely no correlation.
Were you upset? You sound upset.
Well, because I've been spreading misinformation for years. You know how many people I've recommended this lip balm to? And been like, it's Jack Black's company. He makes products for men.
No fucking way.
I probably told you that when I sold it to you.
No, you didn't mention that.
I probably did.
Oh, that's so funny. Look at you giving free promo and all that.
First of all, I should get a referral code. Because do you know how many people I've sold on this lip balm?
No, honestly,
you guys, I gave it in stockings this Christmas.
Oh my god, you did. That's so cute. I remember you bought like 7 or something.
Okay, I bought 3 for sale. Oh. Because it was a 3-pack. Oh. So, let's relax.
But it's amazing. If you don't know what we're talking about, it's the Jack Black.
No correlation to Jack Black.
Yeah. lip balm. SPF lip balm. Sold at Sephora.
The mint is my favorite one.
Me, it's the Blackberry. Amazing.
Oh, I actually don't think I've tried that one.
Yeah, amazing.
I've only tried mint, lemon.
I knew.
And shea butter.
Okay, so all three, like, they only have 4 scents, so you're just missing one, which is the Blackberry.
Have you tried the night one?
No.
I haven't either.
I feel like that's just as much of a night one.
But then why would they make a night one?
I know, yeah, just to make you buy it. Have you by the balls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack Black is holding me by the balls.
We love doing this, so I had a great time.
I had a good time, too.
Okay.
I actually feel like we set ourselves up really well for 2025.
Love that for us.
Yeah. Sex, money, fame.
What else can...
What else can a girl want? Yeah,
that's all. I'm not asking for much.
We're simple.
We're grounded. We're humble.
Just feel like some people just want so much. It's really about the simple things in life. You know? Just a couple billion.
Just a couple. No. We hope that you are also setting yourself up for success in 2025, right?
Yeah.
We can only wish that for everybody else.
And also, give yourself a break.
Yeah.
If you feel like setting intentions is not what you need and you need to take a deep breath and relax, just do that. January is already so stressful. Take the month off.
I was like, well, thanks, doctor. Yeah. Fucking hell. That looked like a promo on TV or something. You're going to sell me some pills after that?
Exactly.
Okay.
You're like, what's the scam?
Yeah.
What are you selling me?
Now, please call 1-855 for your next prescription.
If you feel like sometimes the world just isn't going your way.
I was trying to keep a straight face when you were talking, and I was like, that sounds exactly like those
I'm trying to sell Ozempic. Your doctor about Ozempic today.
That is so funny. That all right, is
well, I was
so
trying
funny.
To be like, anyways, I just feel like January is a lot of pressure sometimes.
No, I know. And it's like, you can start in February if you want. Like, yeah. Fucking, It's no fine. One's clocking you.
There's no rush.
Yeah.
But also, 2026 is coming around the corner, so
get the fuck up. Yeah, so, let's go. All right. Well, thanks for being with us. Thanks for listening. And are we sorry?
Are we?
We'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.